You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. It's the day before NeoCon starts. I'm in Chicago, and I'm with John Wells, who's the president of Interface Americas. John, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm great. Glad to be in Chicago.
Well, I think that we've done this 3 or 4 years in a row, and I appreciate you starting NeoCon with me. You know, let's talk about a couple of things. I think there's a lot of people that are scratching their head about just the U.S. commercial floor covering business right now. How are you seeing things?
Well, clearly it got off to a slow start. I think that's pretty well been confirmed. We do believe that 2014 is going to be a better year than 2013. We believe it got a late start, actually probably first quarter, but we saw it starting to strengthen, and you're beginning to see some of the signs in the construction, architectural buildings, the things that you cover and track. I think the leading indicators are starting to be there, and we feel activity, although there is still some regional bias to it. We feel activity is up.
Mm-hmm. You know, we just finished the June issue. I think it's in the mail right now. And we said when we were looking at the commercial market that if you look at 13 versus 12, our call was up about 2%. Do you agree with that?
I think those are consistent, Kemp, with the numbers that I've seen and what we think as a company. We probably entered 13 thinking it was going to be better. And it was still a fairly flat year. You know, thankfully we grew more than that and as such believe we took share. But I think you're starting to see some improvement off of that base. And we started to see some signals last year. And of course, as I said, that start to the year stunted it a little, but I still think the overall trajectory is up. And the other thing that you notice in the industry is that you continue to see the shift, right, from broadloom to carpet tile commercially, and it's still very evident, and clearly that's good for us as the leader and the inventor of this category. We're excited about that. We think that it's continuing to make a lot of sense and growing.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I think it was last year that in the commercial space, carpet tile surpassed broadloom in the soft surface leg race, and I'm sure you think that's going to continue, don't you?
Well, we do. I mean, we stake our business strategy on it, and clearly the opportunity for Interface is taking it to these various and different and diverse market segments. And so depending on where you are, corporate office versus hospitality versus education, there's a different level of penetration. But carpet tile is the place to be, and it is very dynamic, and it's our platform for innovation.
Yeah, that was my next topic I want to talk to you about. You are the global leader in tile, and you focus on tile. I mean, yeah, you dabble a little bit in the residential market with those retail stores you've come out with, and you do focus in each of the vertical sectors, but you're only tile. And, you know, you look at these other major companies that at one time were just carpet companies, and you look at them, and they're diversifying while you stay focused. Talk about that strategy.
Interface is at its best when it's focused. I can tell you that I guess I'm becoming, you know, I can call myself the wise old man of the sea. Now, if you've been in the industry 30 years, do you get to call yourself that? Uh-huh. I've seen a lot of companies and brands and acquisitions and diversifications, including at Interface. There can be success and there can be distractions that create 1+1, not equaling 2 or equaling 3. And so I think that's been our sort of strategy. We believe we're at best when we're focused. We believe that if we can devote and focus all of our energy, our creative and assets at the growth of this category, taking it to these different segments and taking it to the world in all these emerging markets and the mature markets alike, that we have the best chance to create growth. So we watch the market. We know what's happening. We think soft floor covering, the way we think about it, has something to say, has a very distinctive point of view related to what's happening with hard surface. And you're going to hear more about that from us. You'll start to see some of it at this show.
Well, you know, we've watched carpet overall go to roughly, I think, about 45, 46% of the market. But in the commercial market, it's still 68%. And in the office sector, it's even much bigger than that. Let's talk about that office sector for a minute. You know, we're watching all these shifts to panelist environments, collaboration environments, and that plays right into the use of carpet tile, doesn't it?
Kemp, we think so. And if you remember 4 or 5 years ago, we began to talk about this concept of zoning or creating these collaborative spaces. And we were suggesting different products, and David Oakey did a lot of work with that. And it was really the first he began to pick up on that trend. And it is clearly what's being designed now. And I think some of that's correlating with the rebound in the marketplace. And so our product by its format allows us to do so much in the design. So what you see from us is multiple shapes with these skinny planks. Fastest growing thing we've ever done. And it's remarkable what happens with that format in combination with carpet tile and in combination with some hard surface. The designer can create some amazing interiors. So we really think that the collaborative space, I mean, it's interesting. I'm on some boards with some colleges and schools. That's the way the kids are learning. They're on teams. They're together. They're going to move into the workplace. They're going to expect the same thing. And by the way, that's where the companies get the greatest productivity and the greatest creativity. So we see that as a trend to stay. We think we fit right into it. And there's one last point. The acoustic value of what we bring is remarkable. And there's already parts of the world where this trend is a little further ahead where acoustics have become a serious issue. We are able to take that head on.
If you're an interior designer, and you want to wow somebody with a space, and all of a sudden there's no longer any panels and there's a lot less furniture, then the place, the palette that you can use to wow the end user or their guests is in the carpet, right?
You're preaching to the choir, brother. Yes, it is. That's well said. It's the place that you can create interest and design. And all sorts of functional value at the same time.
All right. So you talked a bit ago about acoustics, and I'm noticing a trend of, you know, as we went through this recession, we noticed face weights going down, and it concerned a lot of people. And actually a lot of people, they buy soft surface because it's soft. And I'm seeing now, as I look at what you're offering here, it looks like your face weights are coming up. Talk a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, I think the strategy, David Oakey's strategy and Interface's strategy is to design using the lowest amount of material to achieve what you're trying to do. So we go all the way back to that. What's been interesting the last few years is this new tapestry technology, this new tufting platform that we've had now probably going on 5 or 6 years, has given us the ability to create some really unique textures. And even though they're a little heavier, they're probably approaching what used to be accomplished at weights a lot heavier. So to be direct with your question, we are moving in some areas our face weights up. And there's another reason for that, and it's back to some of what we just talked about. We see a trend, and we started talking about it 3 years ago, and we're seeing it, is that this biophilia, bringing nature indoors, is really happening. It's sort of that marriage of the interior and the exterior, because it creates greater productivity, creates greater collaborative. We call it creates more beautiful thinking. And so what we're doing is we're mixing a lot of these lighter weight products, heavier weight products, to emulate the difference that you would feel, let's say, if you were walking outside. Nature does not create a completely flat floor. Remember, we talked about it 10 years ago, that nature didn't create a totally same symmetrical floor, nor do they create one that's 100% smooth. So nature is a great example for us, and that's part of the story we're telling out here. And to achieve that, we've introduced some products that for us are heavier. And I should add, are all made from 100% recycled nylon. In fact, these products are all 81% total recycled content. So the trade-off for adding some weight is that you're doing it with the responsible material.
All right, so let's talk about your message. You do have these skinny planks, and you have this collection or series is called Human Nature. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Human nature is really that idea of bringing man and nature together in harmony. It speaks to this trend of biophilia, natural nature coming indoors. And as I said, we're bringing a lot of texture. We're bringing a lot of unique movement of product. It's truly remarkable. I've been able to preview with some customers the last month or so. And the absolute consistent statement is, you have changed my view on carpet tile. Well, first of all, they don't even know what's carpet tile, right? So the whole idea of what carpet tile is changing. You know, it used to be a square. It used to have a certain design parameter. That has completely changed. And I think that is, going back to your earlier question, why we would stay so laser focused on it, is we think we can keep changing it. We think we can keep elevating it, and the designers are encouraging us to do so. And we really think that's the place to be. So human nature is an embodiment of all of that. So I think you'll be surprised with what you see when you take a look at it. And we're getting great response.
Well, one of the neat things about what I'm seeing out here is a lot of these patterns have to come down where they're almost numbered and you have to put them in the right place. But this product, you can put these little skinny strips in almost any location and it works, right?
That's right. In fact, Kemp, several of these products are I2. Remember the I2, yeah, which was built off the random invention of the carpet tile that could be turned in any direction and be installed. There's several of these that are I2, so you can install them in that fashion. It's actually just as fast. And so it's not as complicated to do as it might look like it is.
All right, last question. NeoCon kicks off tomorrow morning. What do you anticipate it's going to be like this year?
We anticipate a great show. We anticipate a lot of traffic. We poll our salespeople coming in. We poll our major customers and design firms, and we've got everybody's coming. I think it's going to be a big year.
Great, John. Good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to John Wells, who's the president of Interface Americas, the day before NeoCon, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.